Resistance to the Revolution. It is important to remember, though, that history never saw a revolution without some form of resistance to it. And your revolution will be no different, even as it is changing your family for the better. Even terribly oppressive governments have staunch supporters and citizens willing to die for something that is clearly not intended to serve their best interests. Why? One simple word: familiarity. When we engage in relationships at any level, we function in a pattern with the other person, a dance, if you will. You've heard the phrase, "it takes two to tango." The same is true for relationships. Each year, my wife begins her school year teaching a play by Henrik Ibsen, the noted Norwegian author. This play, entitled A Doll's House, examines the marriage relationship between two main characters, Nora and Torvald Helmer. Nora is an irritating, childlike, manipulative woman who behaves in extremely immature ways. Torvald is an overbearing and harsh husband who treats his wife like an object. Nora sneaks cookies and hides money from Torvald. Torvald calls Nora only by pet names and often demeans her with insults. When my wife's students discuss these characters, they often are quick to blame one character or the other for the faulty relationship. The comments usually go something like this: "Nora is so annoying. I can't stand the way she's always dancing around the house, acting like she's 14. No wonder Torvald treats her like a kid. She is one. No way. The only reason she acts that way is because of the way he treats her. He never talks to her about anything important, and he's always calling her my little squirrel and my pet. Puke. I don't blame her for acting selfish. He certainly doesn't seem to care about her." Well, they're both right. Nora and Torvald are in a dance. He treats her like a child, so she acts like one. She acts like a child, so he treats her like one. Trying to figure out who started the pattern is about as fruitful as discussing which came first, the chicken or the egg, or discussing which horse is the first one on a carousel. No one started it, and besides, it doesn't matter. What does matter is the fact that the pattern is strong. Is it strong because both participants like the way in which it serves them? No. Its strength lies in its familiarity. We are more comfortable with the known, even in misery, than we are with the unknown. Patterns are so powerful because they provide stability, even if that stability is wretched. So it's no wonder that when one person attempts to step out of the dance and change the pattern, he or she will encounter strong resistance. When you start your scream-free revolution in your home, your children, and maybe even your spouse, will pull out all the stops to lure you back into the old dance. This is not a conscious or intentional effort on their part. And even though it may feel malicious or manipulative, trust me, it is not. It is merely a mechanism for their own survival in the family. They want things to go back to normal, even if they hated normal in the first place. But you are learning to grow yourself up, and as you grow, you are able to tolerate such efforts to pull you down. A client recently told me that after an extended period of practicing scream-free parenting, her 13-year-old finally had enough. "I hate it when you're calm," she screamed. Know this: if you're getting that type of response, you are building the immeasurable type of mutual respect in your home that creates and maintains revolutionary relationships. All you have to do is stay the course. Focus on yourself, calm yourself down, and grow yourself up. You will be amazed at your ability to not only implement the changes you want to make, but also to withstand any resistance to those efforts. And you will be amazed at what happens in your family when you do.